Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not at all. There's a pop-up left side. Back goes the shortstop, third baseman, left fielder, and the catch is made. There's a collision.
Oh, boy.
And Tyler O'Neill seems to be hurt. And also down is Rafaela. They're both on the ground now. Tyler O'Neill's in a seated position, and Rafaela's still face down.
Tyler O'Neill, I think, took a hit in the head.
And they want right away. They're calling for trainers and towels.
Yeah, I think he's bleeding. I think, yes, he's bleeding from the forehead, it looks like.
It's just so tough with the red. It's Rafi. Rafi hit his head. It's Rafi and O'Neill. That's a major collision between those two.
It's a nice baseball team you have here in this city. I can't believe anybody would be dumb enough to buy in on the Boston Red Sox this year. It's a real shame. They lose 6-0 to the Guardians today. That snickering you hear is Megan Ottolini alongside Adam Jones. A bit of a late start today with the Red Sox going a touch long. Good job by Arkin hustling through that postgame. A good performance by him. Unlike the Red Sox, who get blanked again.
They're not flip switchers.
And the defensive miscues are really piling up to the point where they're getting each other hurt, Mego. Like that, they're so out to lunch, and they're so disorganized and inept. They're now injuring each other. I mean, Devers is just wandering around. How deep out into left field? And just clunks right into Tyler O'Neill. They're lucky three guys didn't collide like the Three Stooges.
Yeah, the latest is O'Neill had 8 stitches, and he's in concussion protocol, which is, you know, just great because that's the guy who has 14 runs through 14 games. That's one of the only guys that's, like, producing.
He's got 7 home runs.
Offensively. Yeah, he's tied for most home runs in the MLB. He's one of the only guys who's producing right now offensively for your team, as you see in an outing like today, but it's fine. Hopefully he'll get through concussion protocol quickly. I mean, it's ridiculous. The clown show.
It was a clown show, and it's been a clown show. They had more errors show up on Friday night. They had them all last week. They were out there again today. That wasn't the only defensive miscue, by the way. They were kicking around the next inning as well. Cassis can't field the play. Abreu's off the mark from right field. Hamilton can't handle it on one hop. The Red Sox feel largely clueless out there when it comes to their defense, which is something through the first week of the year, I thought they had changed. And silly me, same manager, lot of the same talent out there in most cases, and same guys screwing up. So why would I expect anything different? I don't know. I don't know anymore. But they continue to make these mistakes, which is a big factor in what was, I don't want to call a completely ugly weekend. They did take 2 out of 3 in their matchup with the Angels. They won that series. They've now split their last 4, if you want to look at it that way. They're 9-8 on the season. And we're asking you, what's the worst look for the Red Sox? And this will take a minute to explain, but you can vote at Jones and Mego. You can jump in here on the phone, 617-779-7937. We're starting off talking Red Sox. We'll get to the Patriots, Celtics, Bruins, all that later on in the show. Number one is self-evident. You just heard it. Guys running into each other, errors piling up, defensive miscues. Is that the worst look for the Red Sox? Is it the empty ballpark? Now, my understanding is it was more full today, but Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe had a screenshot yesterday. Fine day, lovely day, Sunday afternoon. You're at home.
Holiday impending.
Thank you. A lot of people are off on Monday. School vacation week.
Tons of tourists for Boston Marathon.
Place is empty. Empty on Sunday. Right. People in town for the marathon, and it's empty. Okay? And we know largely they haven't been selling out Fenway Park to start the year. So is it the empty ballpark, the lack of interest? Is it Kenley Jansen crying about the baseballs and the pitch clock, among other things? We'll play you some of those comments coming up. If you're unfamiliar with them, just know it's a player bellyaching about not just the pitch clock, also the physical baseballs they're using. Some more whining from Red Sox players. Maybe we can lump in Tristan Casas there as well, crying about Ted Williams' red seat over the weekend, which he feels is a myth, and I think he might have a case. Or is it, and this, to me, probably goes and should go right to the top of the list, is it John Henry and Tom Werner skipping out on the funeral of Larry Lucchino, the same man they, I guess, pretended to honor at Fenway on opening day? Sean McAdam wrote about this. He said, at the private funeral for Larry Lucchino, three former governors, the current mayor of Boston, and Bill Bradley, among many others, were in attendance. Conspicuous by their absence, Red Sox principal owner John Henry and chairman Tom Werner. Henry was reportedly feeling ill, McAdam writes, while Werner was said to be in England. McAdam then adds, but given that Lucchino was their partner for 13 years, served as a team president for three World Series titles, and was most responsible for the renovation of Fenway Park, would have been nice for them to pay their respects. Which I'll co-sign on. I'll also add, they were there on opening day. They were all here in Boston.
48 hours before.
They were all here. So, Mego, I think I know your answer. What's the worst look for the Red Sox among many over the last, I don't know, 72 hours?
Skipping Larry Lucchino's funeral is a disgrace. That is the kind of thing that is the definition of disgraceful. As McAdam just wrote there, that's somebody that you worked with for 13 years. And you got the sniffles, so you can't go. So apparently, Linda Pizzuti Henry, she, as McAdam writes, had the grace and decency to attend. Like, to me, that's just about being a human being. It's not even about how you present yourself as a businessman or somebody who runs a team, an owner, ownership group, wherever your priorities are. Like, that's being a human being. Even if you kind of hate the person. Now, I'm not saying that there is animosity between them
at that point. Why else would you skip?
Because you don't care. I mean, that is like the lowest of the low. You always go to a funeral. You always go to a funeral. That is like baseline humanity. I can't understand that. That is a terrible look beyond anything baseball related. That's just a bad look as a person. I think it's gross.
Gross is a good word for it. You know, Ryan brought up, and maybe this is, again, the counterpoint to what you were just saying. When I say, well, why wouldn't you think there's animosity? Ryan brought this up. Maybe John Henry's just so detached. He's just so detached. He didn't think anybody would notice, anybody would care. It wouldn't be a big story, which I guess is possible. Who knows what that speaks to? But it is gross. That's the right word. John Henry and Tom Werner, you can't even be bothered to show up.
Like, you're in England? Okay, because you can't find a way back?
You were here a couple of days ago. As Mego just said, 48 hours ago, you guys were here, and you couldn't be bothered to go. And so I remember, you know, 10, 12 years ago, when was Johnny Pesky's funeral? I remember how pissed and outraged fans were that the players skipped out on that. And that was an unlikable team, chicken and beer and all this stuff. They skipped out on Pesky's funeral on their off day in September or August, late in the year, and fans were pissed. I don't know that there's the same affinity for Lucchino, who could be gruff. I grew to respect the work he did over the years, but in real time, I didn't appreciate it either. Maybe fans don't feel as strongly about him as they do Johnny Pesky, who was, you know, all-time Red Sox, played here, coached here, managed here, was still here assisting at the end of his career, end of his life, rather. And so maybe it's not viewed quite the same, but it should be. It's about as bad as that.
Dude, that is a gross thing to do as a person. I'm sorry. Like, you work with somebody for 13 years and you don't go to their funeral? That's disrespectful to their family. Like, if I'm the family and you send me a big thing of flowers, I'm like, get these out of the church. Like, this is not okay. You don't show up. You don't, neither one of you shows up. Your wife shows up for you. Like, that's bad,
yeah.
Jones.
She brought all of his germs. No, so I agree. The worst look is that. I mean, it speaks to either John Henry doesn't care, or John Henry is detached, or John Henry is just burning it down. Like, whatever it is, that's the worst look. And so I agree. For the sake of argument, though, the defensive miscues are just unbelievable with this team. And they look like a high school team. They look like a little league team out there kicking the ball around the infield, running into each other, injuring each other. Tyler O'Neill is in concussion protocol and needed how many stitches? Eight?
Yes.
Eight stitches, because Rafael Devers is just, in his first game back, out to lunch, trotting around, headbutts Tyler O'Neill. And that's after the Red Sox had already given up a couple of runs. Like, fortunately, it didn't come back to bite him all that much in that scenario. But the defensive miscues, to me, that's a horrible look for this team, and something that I do think, when you want to apply it to the team on the field, is a big contrast from the first week. The first week of the year, they looked well-drilled, they look improved. And I was giving Cora credit for that. But if I'm going to give him credit for that, when they backslide and look like they did last year, I'm going to look at the manager and go, how come your team can't field?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
How come they don't know how to call one another off for a pop fly? How come they can't throw to the right base? How come they don't back up bases?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one right now.
How come they can't do simple things that little league teams should know how to do? On some level, yes, they're untalented and it's a bad roster. On some level, that's a poor reflection on the manager, who we'll talk to on Wednesday here on WEEI. But again, you can vote. A lot of options for you. And right now, I think the right answer is the runaway answer. Skipping out on Larry Lucchino's funeral is the worst look for the Red Sox. John Henry and Tom Werner not attending. The empty ballpark is in the running. It was very empty over the weekend, more full today. Defensive miscues are on the list as well. A ton of those piling up to the point where you're literally injuring one of the hottest hitters in baseball. And some of the players' comments as well. Kenley Jansen crying about the baseballs. We can lump in Tristan Casas crying about Ted Williams' red seat and how it's fake. You can jump in on all of it. 617-779.
I kind of like that one. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. No, it's a good one. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Now, gross is the right word for it, Mego. It is gross. And the way the team has been playing, I know they just won 2 out of 3 against the Angels. Largely a gross product. And I thought the first week of the year there had been strides and improvements there, and it turns out there aren't. They look exactly like the team they were a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a couple different pieces, mostly guys that you've removed from the roster and shifted around a little bit, but the defensive struggles are mostly the same. You're without your shortstop again. You're trying to move guys around and just patch it together in the meantime. And the thing that I keep going back to is the fundamental mistakes that they make defensively, because I don't understand how you don't correct that from last year to this year. What the hell was Devers doing in the outfield? I mean, really, like, what was he thinking backpedaling all the way back out there? Like, when is that the play? You can say, okay, like, Tyler O'Neill should have been calling him off. Yeah, he probably should have, and maybe he was, and maybe there was a miscommunication or something. But why was Devers doing that?
I mean, I don't
know. Like, why? He's been in the major leagues for how many years now? Like, why does he think that that's the play to go for?
I didn't think he had the range to even get out there.
It's inexplicable.
Yeah, no. It's because they're poorly coached. And or the players just don't care, or Cora's message isn't getting through, or whatever it is.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.